Funboy Speaks, episode 403, Word Economy.
I ran across a document from 1928 that had been transcribed to the interwebs, and it talks about how to make the best use of a telegram. And telegrams were how were exactly how people communicated words over vast distances, more or less instantaneously. It was a 19th century invention, and once they figured out how to do it, and they use this thing called Morse code, which looks a bit like a binary code, quite honestly. All the letters are made up as a string of essentially ones and zeros, or as they call them, dots and dashes. But it was a variable length system. So I think the letters E and N were the most, they have like one character, and then you've got, some that are two and some that are three, a character being a dot or a dash in this case. And anyway, but the way that telegrams were billed was by the number of words that you had to send. And there's some minimum number of words. And so the idea being, okay, we want to economize on the cost. And so we want to reduce the number of words that are sent. But there's some really weird facts that ends up as a result of that. So for example, in the document, it says that if you want to write the 20th, and there's actually two ways to do it. You can spell out the word 20th, which I think is 12 characters, or certainly more than the four characters that that 20th actually is, right? And but for some reason that's counted as two words, and so it's more economical to write the word out 20th, even though it takes more characters to actually send it. It was one of those really odd things. And, they also suggested eliminating certain words. And they said, well, we could probably save the country, millions of dollars by not transmitting the word please, but it's kind of one of those pleasantries that we shouldn't get rid of. So even though it would save the country money, we're not going to suggest you do that. Now, there's other things in there. It tells you how to spell out things like, things like feet and inches and percentages and stuff like that. And so there's a whole bunch of things in this document just kind of reading. You go, wow, that seems kind of silly to have, you actually have to pay more to transmit less. And so transmitting the word anti-disestablishmentarianism is one word. And that's actually, and that would be the one word rate, I guess. And then, whereas 20th, which is four characters again, is, it would cost you more apparently. So, that said, I think that even if you are not a telegram person, I think it's, one of the points in here is they say, well, you should be economical in the use of your words and not necessarily be wasteful. And I think even though, nowadays we're not paid by the word, in some cases we pay by the bit, but I think it behooves us all to not write a novel, but to actually spend time to get the words down to the bare minimum that you need. And, that way there's no loss of meaning, because, words do matter, no matter what century you're talking about. But I definitely think that we could all use with a little word economy in our lives.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.